Now, how would you like to be an actor for a day? Do you fancy getting involved in a huge event on O'Connell Street in Dublin that's taking place on Easter Monday in just a few weeks' time? For one day only, O'Connell Street's going to be transported back to the year 1915. That's the year before the Easter Rising happened. Basically, you'll be involved in recreating the atmosphere of Dublin back then, whether it's as a suffragette or a dock worker or a tenement dweller or a maid or whatever it happens to be, you could be one of them. The event is called Road to the Rising. Goretti Slaven is one of the organisers and she joins me now to explain what it's all about. So, Goretti, you better explain what it's all about. Firstly, I know you're looking for actors, but explain to me what the Road to the Rising actually is.
Okay, Road to the Rising is exactly what it says, I suppose, in the title, that it's actually a lead-up to 1916, to the rebellion, because we know the big celebrations next year in 2016. But what we're doing is we're going to recreate life in Dublin in 1915. So basically, what was going on at the time? Who was walking around the streets? Who was working in the shops? What was going on in the theatre at the time? The music halls? What kind of food they were eating? So basically, what we want to do, there's a series of events which you can check out on our website, which has just been launched the other day, which is www.rte.ie/1916. So it's nice and simple.
So it's not necessarily about people a year beforehand with some of them saying, I think we should have a rising.
No.
Or with others saying, I think that'll be a stupid idea. It's not that kind of thing.
It isn't that kind of
it's
thing.
It's 1915 exactly as
on the streets. Yeah. On the streets. Yeah. You know, the lectures and the talks obviously will be centred around, you know, the rebellion. But the Road to the Rising, and the reason we're looking for actors is we want to dress O'Connell Street. We want to make it look like exactly what it was like in 1915. So it doesn't, you don't have to be an experienced actor.
What about the spire?
The spire, what we'll do is block it off into kind of four sections and sort of avoid it. Pretend it's not there, if that's possible.
Okay.
But you see, that's where your acting will come into it. We'll act like it's not there, you know?
And the fast food outlets, and the fact that it is our main thoroughfare.
We'll just ignore them, yeah. Okay, they're very good. They're all on board as well, Dave. Like, so this, you know, we're going to incorporate them.
You're looking for professional actors, or is this just open to anybody at all?
Absolutely not. Anybody at all. Yeah. Really, all you need is enthusiasm. If you had costumes, even better.
Right,
but you need no experience acting, really just to be enthusiastic about the project. And I suppose the sort of, what you might call the parent programme of it is the history show presented by Miles Dungan on Radio 1. And that really, you know, is where it kind of started. So people that listen to the history show, people that, even if they don't, people that listen to, you know, 2FM, if you're interested in history, if you're not interested in history, if you want a bit of crack in the day, come along, get dressed up in the period costume. Now, if you want a wee bit of support or, you know, a wee bit of direction as to what you should wear all that kind of stuff, we're going to have a day tomorrow in Studio One here in the Radio Centre at 11 o'clock. And everybody's welcome. Come along. We're going to chat. We'll have pictures up.
Is there any way you can look online at the pictures up in terms of you have to wear something obviously 1915 or pre?
Absolutely. The website that I gave earlier, rte.ie/1916, there's a wonderful photo collection that's going to be part of the day. So you can go on and have a look.
Hold on a second.
Well.
What do you want these people to do? I mean, like if people want to come along and say, I'd like to be in the background or pushing a cart or just walking down the street with a pretend husband or whatever it happens to be, are they saying anything and doing anything? Do they have to kind of be a little bit more than just great background?
That's a good question. Tomorrow we're going to really kind of, you know, tease that out. But basically what we're doing in O'Connell Street is we're going to have all human life. We're going to have a wedding scene, you know, an Edwardian wedding. Then we're going to have a funeral at the other end. And in between all the other things that are going on, for example, there is a big vintage carousel. So we were thinking that we could get families to be, you know, mulling about, you know, the carousel and you know, so you've no words as such. It's just being there and it's
and you just do what you do, having a bit of a laugh and you're being filmed or not being filmed.
Yes, absolutely. And in the meantime, you can, you know, it's interchangeable. So you might start at the top of, or you might start by a O'Connell Bridge and work your way up to the Gresham, and there's things going on in all those places, so not only can you be part of it, you can also experience other events that are going on during the day.
Okay, so this is going to be an event on Easter Monday, is that it? And is it going to be on telly in terms of a programme or anything like that?
There'll be various live programmes, programmes recorded during the day for radio in different venues like the Abbey, the Peacock, the Gresham, Liberty Hall, various various other places around.
Yeah.
So it will be broadcast there, and there will be a huge coverage by all of RTE, because the whole project is in conjunction with RTE,
Onpost, yeah,
and Dublin City Council. So it's fairly big. I think it's probably one of the biggest we've ever undertaken.
Right, so it's
really
a big, huge one-day theme, Bob.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of scenes are we talking about there? You mentioned funerals and weddings and anything else that might be set up by you guys, is that it?
Yes, absolutely.
And then you will be the player, at least the people who come along tomorrow or whatever, will be the players in it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a double-edged thing,
yeah,
whereas the participants are the audience and they're also the cast, in a sense, you know. But there's no, we will, the direction that we will give them will be, can you just, you know, mosey around this section? And this is where the wedding's taking place.
Right.
We'll give them sort of, you know, taglines rather than a big stay here,
yeah,
stand there.
And then you kind of, as such, be yourself.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it,
in
is that
costume.
You can be dressed up in costume, but you can be yourself. So there's no need to be nervous or anything like that, you know.
Okay, I see here, look, it says, wait a minute, where is it now? The search is on for suffragettes. So if anybody out there feels like they're a suffragette, go for it. Don't throw yourself under any horses. Dock workers, dung dodgers, ladies and gents who lunch, maids, scamps, tenement dwellers, musicians, hawkers, an array of other identified documents. I have to ask, I should know, should I? What's a dung dodger exactly?
Oh, it's people who swept up dung.
Oh, that's right.
Let's
okay,
go no further.
So you'll have lots of horses on O'Connell Street, will you?
Yeah, there'll be horses there as well, right. Yeah. And vintage cars and all sorts of... there's so many, I can't even remember the full array of stuff. But there'll be stuff like a possible fashion show, which Cleary's might or might not be involved in. There's going to be food demonstrations of the period and all that, you know. So there's plenty of interesting things to see,
right,
as well as
so
as well
big
as
day
take.
In the centre of Dublin.
Absolutely.
On Easter Monday.
And it's pedestrianised,
okay,
as well.
Okay, but you're not asking necessarily anybody to come along now. Do they have to be asked to come along beforehand?
No.
Oh.
If they would like to come along tomorrow just an hour in Studio One tomorrow. We'll have a chat. We'll show pictures.
But I have to ask, if somebody comes along on Easter Monday in a brand new kind of Savile Row suit.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be cool, would it?
We don't want to reject anybody.
You're going to make them change on the spot. By the way, it says here, families can discover what life was like in the capital of Century Go. Hands-on exhibitions, cooking demonstrations, talks and music. National Library on hand at the GPO to catalogue and digitise letters, artefacts and family memorabilia from 1916. So it's a bit of a huge... And the historians, as you say, will debate everything.
Absolutely,
about it.
Absolutely, all that will be going on in the
political
in the
legacy, if you like, of the rising, yeah. Okay, so if people want to get involved then, there's a meeting for volunteer actors. Okay,
yeah,
that's
like
the
that?
RTE radio drama. It's going to be held tomorrow in RTE in Donnybrook in Dublin at the Radio Centre, just across the corridor here actually. And then what time is that again? 11 o'clock
11
in the morning.
O'clock.
While we're live on air, we'll see them all coming in tomorrow morning. And basically people will be given roles or assigned what it is they will have to do and what they wear and all the rest of it, etc.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to go to that to be part of the whole thing.
That's exactly
and
right.
Check it all out online.
And that's really important. If you want to be involved in any way, check out the website. There's also an email address, roadtotherising@rte.ie, and that's all lowercase.
roadtotherising@rte.ie. Okay, fair enough. And Granny, what are you doing in all of this? Are you going to be donning a costume?
I don't know, because I'm going to be kind of busy in the Peacock, but there's loads of volunteers who'll be out in the street as well. I'm sort of helping to coordinate everything, you know.
Right.
So yeah, that's what
and
I'll
by the way, if you have a box set of Downton Abbey, you can always check that up in terms of what to wear, because it's around, we're talking about, aren't we?
Absolutely. Just slightly, maybe slightly before.
A little before.
Absolutely, that's
all
the
right,
gear.
All right, enjoy. And enjoy tomorrow. She will see you in here tomorrow. Goretti Slaven, thanks a million for talking to us. Road to the Rising it is. Just check it up on the RT website. Thanks, Goretti.
Thanks, Dave.